After losing $1.2 million in McLean County tax money last year, the county-run nursing home has been implementing a series of recommendations that a panel of healthcare leaders presented in April to help the facility become financially sustainable. Administrator Cindy Wagner tells GLT's Eric Stock the 150-bed nursing home has expanded its Medicare rehabilitation for short-term residents.
The panel made several recommendations that will benefit the overall operation of the nursing home, ways to boost census, ways to improve the look of the building and such, and improve staffing here in the building.
Let's talk about the initial recommendations as far as the revenue generation, talking about the need for more Medicare rehabilitation and some other highlights, if you can pinpoint what the nursing home has sought to implement following that report.
The best thing that we have done is got into an agreement with the ACO, which is through OSF Hospitals. So we are now one of their preferred providers. So we will be getting more, and we have been getting more referrals directly from St. Joe's, which has helped our census, and those are all short-term rehabilitation patients.
And if you could explain what all that rehab entails.
That entails short-term stay, therapy, intensive therapy for people often that have had an acute illness or an acute condition. Those people are here covered under Medicare Part A, and so their stay is short-term, and they rehab and return home.
Is that something that the nursing home hadn't done prior to or just hadn't explored to its fullest extent?
We have. We've always had that ability to do that. Just having the benefit of the provider status with the ACO has helped us to increase that census, though.
You talk about building appearance and that sort of thing. What all is being done on that end of things?
We've done several cosmetic upgrades, just some painting and window treatments, some flooring, some new furniture, and then we've also converted 8 rooms down on our rehab wing into private rooms.
Have you seen a difference in the number of residents that you've had in the last few months?
We have seen an increase in the number of short-term stay residents, the ones that are coming in for rehab, and that's quite different for us. You know, generally we would run in the area of maybe 2 to 5, and we've been up as high as anywhere as 10, 12 at a time.
Mm-hmm. So. Is long-term care about the same?
Long-term care stays about the same, yes.
As far as staffing goes, they had recommended that they be paid better to be able to attract and retain more. Has anything been done along that line?
Yes. The board did recently pass a wage increase for us for our registered nurses, and so our wages are a lot more attractive now for full-time, part-time registered nurses. We've recently hired 3.
Can you say how much of a difference that is now, what they can make?
The increase, what happened is there was a wage study done, and we found that our wages were significantly lower in the RN range compared to the other facilities in town, and so we've increased ours significantly to what they were at before in order to be competitive.
Have you noticed a difference yet in the response from the employee pool?
I think it's been positive. The employees that are here that also, you know, due to compression, we went ahead and raised everybody else's wages in the RN area, and so they've been happy with the increase in wage.
Well, and I'm sure that's a challenge that's going on across the industry. We've been reading about long-term care industry in particular has had a hard time attracting medical professionals and health professionals to that field. Is that something that you've experienced throughout your career in this realm of healthcare?
I would say so, especially in this town. There are so many healthcare facilities. There's the hospitals. There's now so many assisted livings and other options and a lot of medical clinics that the pool of nurses, you know, and LPN CNAs is pretty, you know, there's not as many to go around, I would say, as there used to be.
Are there other dimensions to the employee side of things that are being addressed to improve satisfaction and anything along those lines?
We have an employee program where we meet monthly and we try to have staff that are regular floor staff, including some management staff, and it's for morale boosting and finding, you know, positive things to do with the staff. We do monthly raffles for the staff, and we do different casual days and dress-up days, things that are fun for the staff, fun for the residents to see the staff doing. And, you know, we're always looking for suggestions from the staff on and anything that we can do to improve morale and improve the positive atmosphere.
That was McLean County Nursing Home Administrator Cindy Wagner with GLT's Eric Stock. Wagner says she's not sure yet if the nursing home will come closer to breaking even in 2018 since it put in $50,000 in facility improvements and raised pay for registered nurses to up to $33 an hour. She believes the nursing home's long-term financial outlook is much brighter. She hopes the nursing home can add outpatient care by 2020. That would require approval from state regulators.